listeners, this is Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master and mistress of many voices here at D20 Dames. Last time, the Dames were on another missing persons case. A mysterious elf named Delcy, who Riot chatted up unsuccessfully at the Sleeping Giant, ventured into Neverwinter Woods. She was looking for dreamstones? And in the woods, the Dames encountered some butterflies with razor wings, and a monstrosity that turned out to be two missing children. Let's see what else is lurking in the forest. So what would you like to do as these two children are sort of like just clutching onto each other? They are younger children than the ones that you'd rescued prior to this point. They're younger than tweens. So
they don't know what cool is. Okay. So Riot takes a step back. Oh, not good with this.
I'm just imagining them all standing around looking at each other going, crying children.
Malak and Afinia?
They're just really hysterical. They're holding on to each other, tears and snot just coming out of them.
I was going to try to hug them, but now I'm suddenly less inclined to.
Rose, do you have any more jerky in your bag?
I don't, in fact. I do have an idea, though. I was given a wand of conducting, which lets me play orchestral music as long as I'm moving it, I believe.
All right.
And I will try to conduct up some orchestral playful music, if that's possible to select the genre. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It is your wand after all.
Okay. Maybe it'll even be like some variation of like a lullaby or something that I remember from my childhood.
Sweet.
Do, 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 do.
So you're attempting to calm them with the music.
Navarre would like to reach into her satchel and pull out a couple pieces of the Bannock Brothers gingerbread and give them each a piece.
All right. So combined, you can both do some sort of like a charisma persuasion check with advantage.
Okay. Awesome. Oh. Let me try that again. It jumped off the table.
On the table, Maris.
Okay, on the table.
15 for Navarre.
That would be 14.
So excellent. So the children start to calm down slightly. They're still a little bit snivelly. They finally sort of open their eyes and look over at you and see that you're not the hideous monsters that they had been a part of just so a short while ago. And they take the gingerbread and start nomming on it, like, really hungrily.
Yeah, Navarre gets down on her knees so that she's not towering over them menacingly in her all-black outfit.
Yes.
And, hands them the gingerbread and says, hey, little ones, are you okay? Are you hurt?
Let me just see who's going to speak here. So the little girl, she nods. I think we're okay. It's so scary.
Yeah, that was pretty scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do this kind of thing, but even we were scared. And Navarre just sort of looks side to side at Rose and Riot for confirmation.
This isn't Rose speaking, but I'm curious, is the area that we're in still unnaturally dark?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, that black crystal is still in place on that tower that you had formed out of the earth, and it's still sort of like radiating that sickly black light.
Okay. So it's not a happy place yet, so we still have something to sort out here.
Yeah. Do we see a path out of this area? Do I need to roll for anything?
You can see a path. As you're sort of looking down the path, the little girl, Iphinia, says, down there, there's like about a mile or so, there's a little cottage. It was glowing so bright with this dark light, it hurt our eyes.
How did you end up in this forest in the first place?
We were orphans, and we were adopted by the Ilmaterian Church, and we got separated. But we don't want to go back, but we don't want to stay here either.
Do we know anything about that church?
Sildar had mentioned it when he was talking to Riot about Delcy going missing. He had mentioned that the children were part of the Ilmaterian church that had been, I think they were doing a pilgrimage.
But is that
those were the only words Riot wrote down.
Yeah,
pilgrims and materially.
The intentions of said church? Like, is it a good church? Is it a cult?
Well, that's a different podcast.
Yes. Yeah. It's just a church like any other church.
All right.
For whatever reason, these children are not interested in, you know, just, I guess, being a pilgrim and going on pilgrimages with grown-ups. Maybe
for
not,
some
not
reason.
To their liking.
Wouldn't be to my liking either if I ended up here.
Riot looks at the kids. Why did you go to the house? Were you drawn to it?
We were looking for somewhere safe. We thought we heard laughing, but then there was screaming.
Oh, that's not good.
And then we looked in the window, and we saw an elf, and she was in a cage. And she was being questioned by these two really, really horrible women. And they were talking about some kind of change. But their words and accents were really... I didn't understand them. We know something is terrible is happening there. We tried to run away. Oh, you have to go save that elf. I think Ilmater saved us in order to deliver this message to you.
It is pretty convenient. She looks at Rose and Riot.
That is very possible. And we're sorry that you had to endure those creatures in order to deliver us this message.
You're gonna go help the elf lady, right?
Yes.
You're all heroes, right?
Yes.
Totally.
We also want to make sure that you two are safe.
Yeah, how far back is the area that's not dark and scary, you know, but instead has sunlight and butterflies?
Razor butterflies.
Razor butterflies.
Well, okay, razor if you get the riddle wrong.
It wasn't very far down the path. I think it was just another mile or so down the path.
Can we do speed travel and just montage it and take them to that area where they're safe and they're in the light and then we can head toward the cottage?
Absolutely.
Okay. Does that sound like a good plan to you two? She points.
Yeah.
To the other adults.
I'm not crazy about leaving the kids alone in the forest, but I don't think I really want to take them back to
That sounds like a cottage of trauma. We probably shouldn't take them with us.
Yeah.
Okay, so... let's montage them back to the butterfly area. Navarre will give them each big chunks of gingerbread to hold them over.
And Rose, noticing that they're kind of, since they are younger, she takes her quarterstaff and draws a big circle around the tree that they're sitting against and says, if you stay in this circle, you'll stay safe.
Well, I hope that's true.
Mostly she's hoping that they won't go wandering off and, like,
yes.
do other things, you know. I mean, if something mauls them against the tree and they die, like, they're not going to know anyway. It's, you know, it's... But if she's just
worst case scenario,
something comes up to them, in crosses a circle and kills them. That's worst case scenario. Mostly she just doesn't want them wandering off. Yeah, none of this is said aloud.
Yeah, well, Riot leans over and goes, yeah, Rose is right. This circle will protect you. And she draws two triangles attached to the circle because it's got teeth.
Oh, I thought you were drawing a cat.
Yes, inside the cat creature. Here's your future.
You get a little giggle from the little boy, and they both agreed that they'll stay in the circle.
Navarre then kind of reclines and says, I think we should take a little nap first.
Not a bad idea. I draw them their circle to keep them, to encourage them to stay in and be safe. But then I also settle in and start meditating to regain my ki.
Riot jumps up into a tree and just says, I'll take first watch. And wraps her tail around it.
Around the tree?
All right.
Around the branch, sorry.
Okay.
I love that image every time. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you are able to take a rest without any further... incursions upon your tree territory here. And then you can set off into the darker part of the woods again.
Okay, back into the weird darkness.
All right. Do you want to,
around it?
No, you can't, unfortunately you can't. You have to pass by that weird stone again. So it's like radiating that sickly black light. Do you just want to go by it, or do you want to investigate it, or do you just want to head down to the cottage?
I want to investigate it.
Yeah, I'll help too.
And I want to pull out some fabric scraps from my bag and try to what I'm going to do is, after investigating, I want to try to shimmy it under the crystal so I don't have to physically touch it.
Sure.
Navarre also just gestures to Rose and says, if you don't want to touch it, I could try to mage hand it first, you know, safety first.
Yes. Didn't you try that with the other one and it didn't like that?
Oh, no, she didn't. She couldn't reach it.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Before the hand even touched it, it just, the butterfly situation or the vision sort of came to
change.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could give it a try. It's up to you.
Let's investigate it first before we wave magic at it.
Sure. Take a closer look.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do an intelligence arcana check?
Oh, arcana. Ooh.
Anyone good at that?
I got an 18.
That is a great.
That is good.
Yes.
I think I'm a spellcaster, maybe?
So you peer down into this black crystal that is oozing this sickly light, and it doesn't seem like it has any inherent value. Like, you look at it and you sort of puzzle over how it could have conjured those monstrosities, and how it's actually causing the light to sort of just disappear in here, but you have no idea where this magic is actually coming from. You do know that it is, like, it is some sort of magical item.
So even with my 18, I still know nothing.
No, you learned that it has sentimental value, not inherent value.
Hey, ladies, I think it's magic. Okay, well, Navarre will whip out her magic mage hand and look to Rose and be like, would you like me to try to pick it up?
Yeah, I'll scoop the fabric.
Kind of just have it ready, like in a hammock?
Yeah, next to the like pedestal. And sure. See if you can flick it in.
And then we invent a game. Then I use my spectral floating hand to attempt to lift it out of the earth.
And you are able to do so successfully without any consequence.
So Noir uses her mage hand to kind of toss it up like hot potato.
Rose catches like, playfully. It in a little like blanket, a little bit of fabric, which is actually a very dense wool, and kind of ties it up, running away, bag on a stick style.
So are we keeping this thing?
I don't know.
Also, what happened? Is it still dark?
Yeah, it's still dark in this area. But if you you can start to see that things are clearing out ahead of you.
The question now is, if we carry this with us, does it stay dark around us?
No, with a cloud of darkness.
Do you want to take a few steps and see?
Yeah, you guys stay here. I'm going to walk this way a little bit, and you tell me if it changes for you, and I'll let you know if it changes for me.
Okay.
As Rose walks away, she leaves the darkness behind her.
So we're still in the dark.
Hey guys, it's real pretty over here. I think. Well, unless it's not. Unless I can see things.
Riot looks at Navarre. She's like, the darkness is over here.
Are you insinuating something?
No, I'm just. It's been a while since I've teased you.
Navarre just like gives a playful shove to Riot out into the light.
Navarre, it's entirely possible in your mind that that it wasn't the stone that was causing the darkness. It was whatever the monstrosities were that were causing the darkness.
Mm. Yeah, well, I guess we'll hang on to that stone. I think the stone was actually maybe just like a vehicle for the darkness, not necessarily the causation.
Oh. Rose kind of says convincingly, like she kind of gets what Navarre is saying, but the greater realm of magical theory is kind of beyond her, so she just sticks the wrapped up stone in her bag and
Navarre can tell that Rose is like not fully convinced, and so she just decides to turn the situation playful, and she swoops out of the darkness with her cape in front of her like Dracula, and then like flings it behind her as she enters into the light with her teeth out.
Well, Rose, the bindle was really working for your outfit.
I know, but I need my hands. I mean, I could tie it to the end of my quarterstaff, but I might need that. And then, you know, just swinging around a stone.
Yeah, no, you're right. Always right.
Just keep that in my mind for later, that little snapshot of that adorable memory.
Now, do you want to continue down the path that Malak and Afinia had told you about?
Yes. Onward.
All right. So you continue along the path, and so you're deep in the forest now, and true to the description given by Malak and Afinia, there is a small cottage that rests in a clearing. It is tiny. It's barely 15 feet to a side, with pine shingle walls that likely do little to keep out the cold. Through some open windows, you can hear the sound of shrieks. Ugh. Some might be laughter, others might be angry shouts, but there is no lack of cackling.
This is a weird question, and it might not make any sense. Can I tell if they're human? Or if it sounds otherworldly, or...
Yeah, I mean, you could do, you could just wisdom check.
Okay. I can do that. 9.
You think that it's probably some kind of human language. You can't really tell from this distance, though.
Is it abyssal? You don't know that reason.
You wouldn't be able to determine that based on that role.
Okay. Well, sounds like a party in there. ladies ready to crash it?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I think this is what we came for, so.
Rose is starting to think about, like, the kids. They said these were women. It was dark. Oh, no. Or, oh, yes. One of the two. She's wondering if she's found her, a clue to the dark sisterhood that she's been seeking.
Oh.
I'm supposed to be tracking something called the Dark Sisterhood, and the clues are lining up scarily suspiciously.
Do two of us want to go in, and the third one can wait outside / help if need be?
Well, what are we doing when we go in? Are we like, we just gonna rush the cage? Well, or
I mean, I think we should maybe try to be a little sneaky.
We could pretend one of us is hurt.
Maybe. I'm just remembering something that not crab. It was seafood.
Lavar is thoroughly confused.
Carp. Now, isn't carp a freshwater fish?
Yes.
She rolls for nature. No, I don't know.
Rose points to herself. Lives on a mountain. He told me something about the Dark Sisterhood being hags and that they don't like to be in debt. I don't know how we can use that to our advantage yet. But well, this is who they are.
Who really likes being in debt?
What can we see? What kind of roof the house has? The cottage?
Was it? It was wood, right?
Yeah, pine shingles.
Pine shingles. I wonder if the sap is there's too much sap flammable. For it to to light it on fire, and then we can douse it up.
Well, only one way to find out. And Riot starts pulling out her bow, and then
in preparation to psych herself up, Navarre's going to cast False Life on herself to give a little boost in points.
So, Riot, you're getting ready to... Are you getting ready to fire a flaming arrow at their
It house? Was just an idea that I'm starting to do. If someone wants to step.
Rose offers up her fingers and kind of, like, rubs them on each other to, like, indicate you want me to light your arrow.
Sure. Riot rips up a little piece of fabric. She has a tinderbox, but she's way into teamwork, so.
save that stuff for when you don't have me.
Yeah. She wraps it around the head. She's like, okay, it's all you.
Rose kind of snaps her fingers right under the tip of the arrow.
Oh, fancy.
And a little flame flickers on as if it were a candle. And then she just kind of like pats the back of her bun, kind of like, uh-huh, that's right.
Right's like, all right. And she takes aim to shoot it into the middle of the roof.
All right. Do you want to roll for attack?
Yep.
Oh! 17.
All right. So your arrow flies through the air and hits the roof. And for whatever reason, the fire instantly goes out.
Great.
But from inside, it made a thunk noise. And then you hear from inside a sudden silence.
Rose slowly ducks down behind a shrub.
Anyone else got any ideas? Like fast ones?
I mean, we could go back to the original rush the building and the cage.
Can anyone make it rain a bunch? And that could just, you know, cover up the sounds of the...
A bunch? No.
Well, a little, like, to hit the roof a couple more times. Just with some rain.
Ooh. Yeah, I could create kind of a quick little downpour of rain. Is there... What is the moisture like in this in this forest?
It's not overly, it's not like a rainforest. It's like a, you know, hardwood forest. And you're not sure if there's really not been a lot of rain lately. I wouldn't say it's dry though.
Rose looks up. Do these trees have pine cones?
These trees do not have pine cones.
I got nothing, guys. We could go with your original plan and pretend like one of you is injured and go get help.
Has anyone opened the door?
No. And...
Oh, is the shrieking still happening?
No, they went quiet.
They went quiet, right. Okay. But the voices are starting to pick up again. And you sort of see a shadow peer out at a window and then shuffle away.
Riot's going through a book trying to find that quote from the scrap of paper at the sleeping giant that talked about a hag. A hag always something, 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 something.
And something, something, something.
Yeah, no, exactly, the exact cadence. Yeah.
All right, so Riot, the scrap of paper that you remember reading in The Sleeping Giant said, a hag always has some potion or amulet that puts the odds in her favor. If you're lucky, she only wants to make you miserable instead of just killing you.
Oh, helpful. Okay. Very helpful. Okay.
I feel so much better about that arrow we just shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Riot takes off her quiver of arrows and hides it behind a tree. I'm just going to leave that there and come back and get it later.
So are we going with the new sitcom surprise, We're a Coven?
Yeah, let's do it.
Try our acting skills here. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. All right, so you're just going to open the front door, all three of you together?
Arms locked, side by side. We're skipping.
Walking, no, doing the three, the walk where you cross your legs in front of your friend.
Yeah, like from Hocus Pocus.
You Hocus Pocus walk up to this cottage.
The Sanderson sister stroll.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
There we go. Stroll on up into this cottage and fling open the door.
Oh, we'd at least knock. Right?
Yeah, no? We weren't burning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Rose in the middle open. And she had her arms are not free.
Navarro will use her quarter staff to tap on the door.
All right.
Like
you as you do that, the door kind of creaks open, and what you see on the inside is precisely as the children described. There is an elven woman who, Riot, you recognize as Delcy. She's locked in a small cage in the corner of the room. There are two horrid-looking women who are pockmarked and dirty and just covered in oozing sores, shrieking at her. And just as the door swings completely open, you suddenly and inexplicably find yourself standing in the middle of the room with the two hags and the elf, and all three of them are incredibly surprised to see you there. And Delcy, the elf, claps slowly in her cage. And you see? You should have helped me rather than tried to stop me. I'll have my way in the end. And as suddenly as you appeared, the elf disappears from her cage. And one of the hags rolls her eyes. Oh, thanks for nothing, she croaks. I'm never going to get my spleen pie made if this keeps up.
Ooh, is that the rustic spleen pie, or is it more of a deconstructed one?
Well, I shall share my recipe with you if you should like to assist us, since you've allowed this elf hag to escape.
Oh, I don't think that was us. Riot looks at the other two. We just could smell something was about to be cooked. It's one of my talents as a witch.
Oh yeah, we wanted to borrow a cup of spleen?
Spleen and bat wing.
Maybe a few eye of nude if you got those lying around.
You may attempt to make a charisma check.
Yeah.
With disadvantage, though.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Oh, I rolled the same twice.
Right, got a 9.
Is this a charisma check?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and a 11.
The two hags cross their arms, and they're looking very cross at all three of you.
Look, you came in here, and you disrupted this little party we were having here, but that hag there is more trouble to wherever you've come from, and you ought to get rid of her. We have her in this house, and when you look around, you realize that the house is way bigger than it looked like on the outside. It's like the TARDIS of shacks. And so they're insisting that you help resolve this Delcy situation.
Did they say she's in the house?
Indeed, she's in this house somewhere. She's a green hag, and therefore she has illusory magics. We are able to keep her in here, but you came in here and you disrupted our magics, and now she's escaped. Thank you very much.
We're so sorry. We tried to knock, but I didn't think that the knock would bring us all the way in immediately. Normally, it's not how that works.
I would like to point out that your cottage actually disrupted our walk. See, we were going in a straight line, so we had to go through the cottage. It's just simple math.
Oh, hurry on now.
I'm going to look in like a couple doors for her.
So did you interpret that as she can be invisible? Or yes. She can basically turn into, or that she could turn into things? Maybe we should clarify.
I interpreted it as turn into things because it was a illusory magic.
Oh, okay.
So just start pinching everything.
Oh no, dearies. She can just travel through walls and shift things around. But we've been able to contain her magics. She can't transform into anything as such. But she's wandering about.
Somewhere in this house.
Yes.
So.
Can I roll to know what they are?
I mean, they are hags. You can roll to figure out what kinds of hags they are if you want.
Rose sticks her hand out and she goes, "Hi, I'm Rose. What are your names?"
They sort of look down at your hand and like their hands are disgusting. They're like covered in boils and broken sores. And they seem horrified by how clean your hand is and don't want to touch it.
So at their horrified face and containing mine, I like pull my sleeve down over my hand and I hold it out still so that they would only touch my sleeve.
All right. So one of them sort of like daintily, like just between, you know, thumb and forefinger, like sort of shakes. And she says, "I'm Auntie Buck and this is Granny Rogue. Now, nice are you to going to you. Are you going to help us or what? Or are you just like pretty decoration?"
Navarre stretches out her mage hand to shake their hands.
"There'll be plenty of time for introductions after you deal with this hag who wanted to join our coven."
So Rose takes one of the things of hardtack and crumbles it up in her hand. And uses her ability to like make little puffs of air, kind of blow the crumbs at different directions to see if it like reveals something that's not natural.
If it like sticks on a...
Yeah, if it sticks on something or if it like, you know, falls on a woman elf-shaped...
Right, just starts pinching everything. Like the chair, the door frame, the barrel.
Oh, you fools! What sort of fools have come here? She's in one of these rooms, and they point, and there's like there's a door to the west and the east, and then up in a narrow hallway, there's one to the north, and then there's like in the hallway, there's one to the west and east as well.
Let's just check this one over here to the left.
Yes, ladies, better together,
ladies.
Do we Sanderson sister walk over?
No, this is a regular walk.
Aww. We'll Sanderson's walk our way out of here.
All right, so who's opening the eastern door?
Rose.
Sounds like
Will.
Roses.
Rose, yeah. Rose Will.
All right, so Rose.
I'm going to hope they haven't trapped their own door. I'm just going to assume that they haven't.
You open the door and you see a room.
Okay.
But there is no elf in it.
But do I see, like, what else is in this room?
These rooms are just, like, sort of sparsely furnished. Okay.
It looks like there's another door on the top, though.
Yes. There is a door to the northeast. Yeah.
And all the doors are closed. None of them are open.
That's correct.
Well, let's keep going.
Okay, right. You guys want to check that one or go back and check the other door across the way?
Just keep going this direction.
Okay. Okay, so we saunter our way through the room to the other door.
All right, so as soon as you enter this room, you step back into room number one, like the first room that you were in with the hags.
Like, well, this is fun.
Yeah, somehow, as soon as your foot crossed the threshold, you wound up back in the room where you started out in.
Antibug, is this normal?
No, of course not. It's Delcy. She's done some magics to our precious hut.
Oh, so she's basically, so she's like reorganized the house.
Yes.
Okay.
It would appear.
She's made some renovations.
And yet she left all this dirty laundry in this one corner. It's kind of a weird thing to leave. To the next room.
She didn't even pimp it out with any cool electronics.
Yeah. Where's my wall of sneakers?
So we're going to walk across the living room and, do the other one.
All right, so you open another room, and it's another sparsely decorated room, and this time there's a door sort of like parallel to the one in the other room there, where it's sort of to the northwest.
There's only one way to find out where that one goes.
Have you stepped into this room, or have you just opened the door?
We've just opened the door so far.
Does anyone have a Chet?
Yeah.
I have crumbs of hardtack.
When you're sort of arguing over there, you sort of see Delcy trying to sneak out the door, the northwestern door.
Oh, after her.
Yeah, can I do a chill touch?
You can try to do a chill. Yeah.
Okay. If I'm just at the doorway, can I not see her?
Yeah, you can see her.
Okay. And as long as she's within 120 feet, I can try to reach out and touch her with my creepy cold hand.
Yes.
Okay.
So as you're doing that, she summons a blight.
Now! Well, I...
So your friend the blight is sort of standing in front of her at this point.
So does my 23 then reach out and hit the blight instead?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Clever.
What kind of damage does it do?
Oh, let's find out. I'm going to shove my creepy cold skeletal hand right through this blight and do... Wow. One damage.
All right. So the blight is still standing and... How about I get you now to roll for initiative? Mm-hmm.
All right.
Didn't before all I ever do was one damage as well? I see a pattern. Ooh, crit 20 on my initiative.
Right, got a 7.
Right, so 22 for what's my name? Navarre.
Navarre's for 22.
I know you want to be an R name. I get it.
Rose, what did you get?
I got 21.
21.
If it were the other way around.
Rose. Oh, Quoth.
Right. 3.
So, the hag. See, you each sort of got like the surprise on each other. So, Navarre, you can go again.
Is Delcy still in the room?
She's still in the room, yeah.
I'm going to try to hit her with my Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
And hopefully she has a low AC because I rolled an 8.
That misses.
Yeah, not surprised.
All right, Rose, what did you want to do? Now, keep in mind, only one of you at a time can be at the door. So Navarre is at the door at this point.
Oh, right. Then I will step aside as a part of my action as well.
All right.
I'm going to, because the blade is still there, correct?
That's correct. And it's standing in the way of Delcy.
Then I am, because I don't want to set fire to this house yet.
Yet.
The hags would not appreciate
now you don't
that.
Want to?
Changing my mind. I have new information. We are not setting fire to this house. So I'm going to, I'm going to move in and try to attack the blight with my quarterstaff.
Okay, so as soon as you move in,
mm-hmm.
you wind up in another room.
Oh. Oh.
So you're in another room of the house.
Uh-huh. What is around me?
You have a door to the south.
Okay.
And there are two windows, one to the north and one to the west.
Okay, I'm going to stomp my way to that door and fling it open.
All right, so you fling it open. And all right, so what you see is the room that you originally came into.
Wait, what?
Room number one.
Yes.
I'll just walk through the door. Somewhat right. Defeatedly.
So you wind up in room number one, where you first started off at. So you're sort of back in line behind Riot. And
sup, guys. Don't go through that door.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
So I think that's your turn.
I think that's my turn.
Yeah. Riot, what would you like to do?
Yeah, I guess how far is the blight away from us now?
So if you're standing at the door, it's 5, 10, 15, about 15 feet away.
So I'm not going to be able to do. Riot pulls out one of her short swords and just chunks it straight at the blight.
All right. Roll for damage. Mm-hmm. Roll for attack, sorry.
Or attack, yeah. Yeah.
I knew what you meant.
11.
That actually misses the plant. It sort of dodges out of the way.
Cool. He's very rhythmic. She leans back to see the other two hags and kind of yell, "Why don't you want Delcy in your group? I mean, whatever her name is."
Delcy is exactly her name. She came in here to, she wants to bring ruin to Phandalin, and honestly, we just want to have our coven out in the wild. None of that nonsense.
Oh, yeah, well, we can't have that. Okay, no. Cool. Checks out, sources, you know.
So with that, Delcy opens the door and disappears. Oh. And now it is the Twig Blight's turn. So the last person at the door was Riot. Did you mm-hmm. step back or?
No, I'm going to take it.
All right. Here we go. The Twig Blight sort of shambles over to you and swipes, but misses.
Ah, takes two to tango.
And she looks for like a knoll where a mouth would be for a smile.
Good. Tough room.
All right, it is Quas's turn, if he would like to take it.
She went through the door, the north door, Delphi. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is it still open?
It's, yeah, she's closed it behind her.
Oh, she closed it. Okay.
Can Riot do something? It's very tiny.
Riot just wants to say, why don't we shut the door?
Sure. We'll skip Quoth's turn.
Well, Quoth can just keep going.
No, Quoth is still on my shoulder.
Okay.
All right, so we can sort of fall out of initiative. I'm going to keep the initiative order, but yeah. What do you want to do next?
Go up through the hallway at the north and try one of those doors up there?
Mm-hmm. Concur.
All right.
Navar takes her quarter staff and taps on the western door.
Okay. There is no response.
Okay, she slowly opens it, but kind of steps to the side as she's opening it.
What you see in there is just another room, and no sign of Delcy. So at this point, the hags are just sort of like shaking their heads, and they just like decide to part ways, and they walk through the walls.
Whoa.
Yeah, wait, yeah, Navar gets real judgy and is like, why aren't you helping?
We are! You can hear them shouting. We're gonna track her down and find which of these rooms she's in, but we can only contain her. We can't actually defeat her.
We can do that.
Can I?
We
I
will, maybe.
Navar's very skeptical. Can I roll for whatever... Role is I don't trust them. Are they telling the truth? What's going on here?
You want to do an insight check.
Okay. I rolled a 14.
They are telling you the truth. They're a coven. The two of those, the auntie and granny, are a coven. And from what you can tell, I guess Delcy had attempted to lure them into joining her ranks, and they did not want any part of that.
Oh, so this is like a Nancy situation.
you hear through one of the walls, "Dearies, I found her in the room over here," and you can sort of hear knocking through the wall on the other side of what. Of the room that Navar's looking in.
So, the room that I got tossed into.
Yes.
Okay. Follow me. Okay. And Rose runs back through the door that goes into room 3, even though there's a blight in there.
Okay, so as soon as you run through that door, you get transported over to another room. That was not the room that you jumped into.
Wait, this is different. Are you guys still in the hallway, or did you follow me?
I'm in the hallway.
Right, it's in the hallway.
If there's nothing particularly interesting in this room, I'll just open the double doors and head back into the hallway a little bit sheepishly, but also trying to be like, I got this.
All right. You wind up in another room.
I love Rose's feigned confidence.
I mean, the thing is, Rose still doesn't even know what room she's in. She's just in a room.
Yeah, she's just wildly opening doors.
Navar would like to use her mage hand to reach out and open the north door of room 5. the room that Navarre was still standing in front of.
Oh, so you can see me.
I don't think I can. Unless, is she in that same room?
Rose is now in that room.
Oh, oh, hi, Rose.
Hi.
she uses the mage hand first to wave at Rose. And then it just passed her to open the door.
I just kind of lean back and dodge the mage hand.
All right, so you see another room. Delcie is not there.
Okay.
Navarre, can you keep that door open?
Sure.
I'm going to follow you. Actually, yeah, keep that door open that you just opened. Wait, is there something I can prop that door open with on the floor here?
Like a granny rocking chair somewhere.
You might be able to find a stone or something.
Okay, so I'll get a stone and I'll prop open that door. Chat.
Use chat.
Prop open door 5-8 and then walk back to where Navarre is standing and prop open that door that she had been standing at.
So that it doesn't close.
It doesn't close. I kind of wonder, because I went through the same door I go in through before, but I ended up in a totally different place. So right. I'm wondering
if things... So if they close, they change.
They refresh.
So Navarre takes a step back and opens up the door that's behind her on the other side of the hallway. Doesn't walk in it, but just opens it.
All right. So you see another room. And Delcie's not in it.
Okay.
Okay. She wants to mage hand and reach up and open the door at the top of that room.
Okay.
The north wall of that room.
So you open another door, and there's another room. You can't quite see very clearly into it, but it doesn't appear that Delcie's in there.
Okay.
Because we know that she's in 4, but we just have to figure out how to get there.
I would like to send in Quoth, just in case.
Okay.
Good luck, Quoth.
So you're going to send him into...
And yes, I'm sending him into room 10 to do a little swoop and see if he sees anything.
Okay, so as soon as he swoops into room 6 in front of you, he winds up in the room with Rose.
In 5?
Yes.
In the other room behind me. Okay. Does Rose tell me he's in there? Or well, I can see what Quoth sees, but I don't know what room he's in.
Yeah, Quoth and I walk out, and I hope Quoth have him on my arm.
All right, if you're walking out with Quoth... you wind up in the room with Delcie.
What?
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks for sticking around to the end. This week we want to give a special shout out to listeners who have been leaving reviews on iTunes, like K_Carrie, who praises our quote-unquote epic use of bread. Davr in particular really appreciates that. Or Lily Supreme, who says, after getting hooked on the Adventure Zone, I've tried out a potentially shameful number of actual play D&D podcasts, and none of them come close to D20 Dames. Hey, no shame in that. As fans of Taz ourselves, this means so much to us. Please keep the reviews coming. They help others discover the podcast, which, I don't know, gives me reason to watch videos about accents. Also, we love hearing from our listeners. You can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. So give us a holla online and let's talk D&D. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middlelessence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.